Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. It is the 28th of the month, which is my lucky number. So I just love that for us and for this episode. This is a full solo episode. And by the time you are listening to this, believe it or not, I will have had a baby, which is so fucking crazy. Like, I'm knocking on wood right now because I'm just, you know, still don't want to jinx anything. But yeah, now you know that my due date was the 23rd of January. So we'll see when the baby has actually come, if I've even shared it by now. But yeah, the baby's definitely, I mean, I'd hope here because I'm not going a week over. People who do that, all power to you, but I really cannot. I am so excited for the topic of today's episode. It is all about why men date out of their league and women tend to date below their league. And this isn't every single person, right? Just like in life, in the rules and everything, there are always exceptions. But I did this man on the street video, and it's so funny. The comments are out of control. You can see them on TikTok and on the Instagram reels. People went crazy because, first of all, they think that I doctored the video to like go with my narrative, which is, I mean, who has the time? But secondly, because they're just like, you know, there's so many opinions on this subject. And the truth is that it just is the truth. Like, I asked these random people on the street that I had never met before, never prepped for this, and all the women said the same and all the men said the same. So there has to be something to that, right? Like, why is it exactly that men tend to date out of their league and women tend to date below? Is it something society tells women to be safe? Is it that society tells men to go for the gold, you know? And so I did a little bit of research and sourcing from the men in my life who I think have a good head on their shoulders and or are just people dating in the either currently single and in the dating world or already in relationships. Like, for example, I asked Steven to weigh in. Of course, he wouldn't lend his voice, but he did write something back. And so I'm going to share kind of what the men have to say. And then we're going to go over why is this, right? Like, is there some sort of science behind it? Is it society? And why women tend to date down and why that is. And you might be listening being like, oh, I can't relate to this at all. But the more we break it down, I think that you'll realize that it's not exactly women dating down as much as it's women being able to see and recognize other qualities in men, whereas men can only kind of see like the surface level stuff, at least when you're starting to have this relationship with them, right? Like, they are doing it kind of based on looks, whereas women take a lot more into consideration. So that is the foreword here for the episode. And I'm really excited for you to hear what people in my life have to say and what the research has found.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs,
a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It is so scary how good these internet scams are getting. It's crazy. Like, I can't tell you, if I didn't get emails from my bank telling me what to look out for, I would be scammed every day. Like, these people are getting out of control. And as you may have heard in the last two episodes, I have been a victim of one of these scams, and it is terrifying to even think about it, to even go there, that could have happened to me. And I can't explain to you how grateful I am for Delete Me being a new sponsor and partner of this podcast, because what they are doing is so crucial for us, and we really need a company like this. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information that you don't want online, and they make sure that it stays off. It's a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, it helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams, which are, I'm telling you guys, getting out of control. You need to be careful. And Delete Me isn't just a one-time service. They're always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information that you don't want on the internet. They send you regular personalized privacy reports to show you what they've been up to. And you only sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. So it's really no sweat off your back. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now you can get a special discount for our listeners, which is 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/acme and use promo code ACME at checkout. The only way to get your 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/acme and enter code ACME at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/acme, code ACME.
Welcome to Raising Good Humans. I'm Dr. Lisa Pressman. My first book, The 5 Principles of Parenting, Your Essential Guide to Raising Good Humans, is out now. In this book, I've wanted to quiet all the noise that's out there and distill the science into 5 core principles. And using those principles, you can solve absolutely any parenting challenge, giving you the confidence to raise good humans. Order now and give yourself a little bit of ease.
All right, so I'm going to kick us off with a friend of mine who politely lent his voice to a voice note, and really just a straight shooter type of friend, says it how it is. So I'm going to play this for you.
I think men are always seeking a more attractive girl, and it's up to the girl to okay going out with the guy. So I think, yes, men are always dating out of their league, and I just don't think women care about looks as much as men do. They're not as vain.
So put it simply, men care about looks a lot more than women. So that's kind of like reason number one, the obvious reason. women factor in a lot of different things when it comes to dating someone. And why is that, right? Like, are we told more as women, like the content that we're consuming either from other women or from men or dating coaches, whatever it is, therapists, our parents, we are told, you know, looks fade. It's about personality. Like, it should be someone that makes you laugh, right? But men are never told this. Men are told like, oh yeah, she's bad, or like she's hot, or whatever it is, you know, like that is the marker of, oh my God, have you seen Henry's girl? Like she's a baddie or whatever. And no one's like, oh my God, you know, to a guy, you should really go for that girl. She's funny, or she's super successful. It's always like, is she hot? Like, that's the first thing. Even now, like I'm setting up, you know, I set up friends and I try to set up people that I kind of know. And I always, of course, the method that I do is I make sure first that the guy is physically interested in the girl before I bring it to the girl. Because the worst thing that I could do is bring it to the girl first and she's like super into it, and then I bring it to the guy and he's not into it, and then what am I supposed to do, right? So I bring it to the guy first and I will send a photo, and I am truly shocked by how picky these guys are. The girls that I am setting up are gorgeous, and there's, you know, just physically speaking, forget personality, forget the fact that they're also successful and smart and sweet, but they're gorgeous. And these guys who like are kind of mediocre, if I'm being honest, some are better than others, but they are so opinionated, just like, oh, I don't like blondes point blank, right? Or yeah, not my type, like don't kill me. With zero kind of explanation of what that type is, or you just completely have ruled out blondes. Whereas you don't hear women make these sweeping generalizations like, oh no, no blondes for me, period. Like, women just are just more open-minded. And I'm going to look at that as a good thing, because you could hear that and be like, oh, so sad that women have to settle. I don't think that we're settling. I think that we are actually seeing the broader picture of humans, whereas men, sadly, are not. This is another opinion from a friend of mine that I really enjoyed. And I feel like it wasn't just like point blank thing. It was more nuanced. So I'm going to read it to you. As you can see, some of my friends didn't want their voice on here, so they wrote things out. He said, for some men, dating out of their league comes naturally. They tend to be more confident, funny, self-aware, and have the tools to approach a 10. They believe they deserve it. Other men with lower self-esteem tend to date under their league. In this scenario, the girl will praise him more, which is something he is probably lacking in his life, work, friends, or physical appearance. Do men like to date out of their league? Yes. Are some men petrified of it? Also, yes. My message to all men is to work on yourself. Be the best version of yourself and you'll be punching out of your league in no time. Okay, I love that. But it is important to note that he ended that with, you can date out of your league if you just work on yourself. So it's not like he's saying you shouldn't date out of your league. It shouldn't be important to you. He's saying it's the most important thing. You just like are insecure if you're not dating out of your league. So I think while his response is nuanced and very interesting, and it speaks to men with high self-esteem and men with low self-esteem, I think even the bottom line there is, regardless, the goal is to date out of your league. And I'll give you my take on it. I think that this is because men are just not as trustworthy beings, right? They're not as good at monogamy naturally as women are. And that's just science. Like, you can listen to our episode with Dan Savage. He articulates it very well, but it's just a fact. Like, men are not as monogamous naturally as women. And so that is part of the reason why I always say the man should love the woman a little bit more. But the man is not going to love the woman a little bit more unless he thinks that he is winning every time he like looks at his woman, every time he spends time with his woman. He has to be like, you know, obsessed with this woman that he's with. Not necessarily obsessed, but he definitely has to be feeling like he is the luckiest guy in the world. Because if you think about all your friends who are in the best relationships in a hetero situation, the man is obsessed with them. And you're like, so like, you think it's so adorable. And like, you just know that that's why it works. Because this guy is just head over heels for his wife. And that's the truth. So that is really why the guy has to feel like he is so lucky. And also because guys drag their feet a little more when it comes to commitment, when it comes to putting a ring on it, moving in together, asking to be your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. If the guy feels like you are a little bit out of his league, then you don't have to give him an ultimatum. You don't have to put your foot down and say like, what's going on here? What are we? Because he knows that because you're a little out of his league, what, by the way, whether this is true or not, like let him think you're out of his league and let you not be. Who's to say, right? But he thinks in this case, right, that you're out of his league. So he is like, I gotta lock this shit down. And that's part of why we do the dating rules, because that's what we're having them believe, that we've got options. We've got people, other people trying to nail us down to be their girlfriend. So you got to imagine this guy is scrambling to, oh, well, I got to get this done. I got to sign, seal, deliver this because this amazing girl, this amazing woman is not going to be around for, you know, she's going to get swept up by someone else. And that is the key, in my opinion. This next podcast partner is saving my life and will continue to save my life postpartum because I finally don't have to go to the grocery store and I don't have to look up recipes. I started working with Green Chef. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen me post about them. And Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. They make eating so easy, eating well, so easy, more importantly, because they fit your everyday lifestyle. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. It is so easy. You just go on their website and you choose from a meal. I've been eating from their new gut and brain health meal plan because Lord knows I need some brain health at the moment. And everything's really nutritious, but it's actually really good for you and it enhances your cognitive health and supports your gut, which for me has been a challenge throughout my pregnancy. So this has been really, really great for me. It's so easy. You just pick the meal that you want. So for example, my most recent meals were the spicy chicken and guacamole wraps and the Southwest chicken salad. And they send you the ingredients. They send you the recipe printed out all nicely, very easy to follow. Like a dummy can do it. You don't really even have to be a good cook because they give you everything like weighed out to a T. And all these meals, they really don't take that long. Like 20 to 30 minutes, and you have this incredible meal that your partner is very impressed by. Like Stephen is blown away by these. He's obsessed every time I make one. It's really amazing, and I am so grateful that we have a code for you. You go to greenchef.com/60acme and use code 60acme to get 60% off plus 20% off of your next 2 months. That is greenchef.com/60acme and use code 60acme to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. You will not find a deal like this. So check it out. If you're listening to this and you think that this is wild and crazy and oh my God, how am I going to find someone in my league or out of my league or whatever it is? Well, you're certainly not going to if you're not on the dating apps. And specifically, I mean Hinge. Because when I was on Hinge, I was like, you know what? I'm only going to try to match with people who are out of my league, because if not, why be on a dating app? Like, how fun is it to say that someone's cute and then have them think that you're cute when you think that they are like so someone that you would be too scared to approach in person? You know what I'm saying? That's the most fun thing, when you have that notification and you're like, oh my God, it's someone who's like so cute. I can't believe they responded to me. And that is why it's such a great app. And if you're not on Hinge in the new year, you are not taking full advantage and living to your full potential when it comes to dating and being single. I am telling you, this is the best app for a reason. And so many happy married couples I know have met on Hinge. You can really use it to your advantage and show your creativity by using a prompt that says something like, this year I really want to, and then saying, you know, get a plus one to my best friend's wedding in Italy. Reel them in, people, because everyone wants to go to Italy for a wedding. Manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for. Okay, let me read another guy's response. Okay, so this is Steven. He's going to kill me because he said not to read what he said word for word. But first I said, I'm asking all my guy friends to weigh in on something. I was hoping you could send me a voice note. This is what I'm asking. And this is, by the way, this is exactly how I phrased it to all the guys. Do you agree that men like to date out of their league? I'm doing a roundup asking guy friends, so feel free to respond with a voice note if you have the time. It may be featured in an upcoming episode. So if you don't want that, just don't send it. He initially said, of course men like to date out of their league. And then I said, explain why, please. Like someone they think is better than them physically or in other ways too. And he said, huge generalization / please don't attribute to me word for word. So I'm doing exactly that. Sorry. He said, for men, attraction is based more on physical attributes, but for women, attraction is partly based on physical attributes, but much more complex. Men then default to trying to date up physically, while women also might date up, but the dating up oftentimes applies to things other than physical characteristics, all based on evolution. And obviously I said to him, did you use ChatGPT? He said he didn't. And then he said, TLDR, men like hot things and women think that hot means different things. And that is so true. Like, men only see what's in front of them and women see the colors of the rainbow. Like, that is just the facts. That's what I was trying to articulate in the beginning. And, you know, for good reason, because there are other things, for good reason in terms of women and how we date. Men, it would probably do them a service to think of other things other than physical attraction, because at the end of the day, like, you could be physically attracted to someone and be so bored by them, or just not have that chemistry, not have that real communication aspect of your relationship. And I think that that even could be linked to why men cheat, is because even if a man thinks he's dating out of his league and it's only physically, and then, you know, you've seen the memes or you've seen the things like men are sick of, like, there's a beautiful woman somewhere and a man is sick of her shit. It's like, that's because a lot of the time men don't really take into consideration, like, the whole of a woman when they're meeting them. They're like so infatuated with her looks and they're like, oh my God, you know, I gotta marry this person. And then they like get tired of this person because the connection isn't there. So the ideal, if you're like, okay, well, this just sounds bleak, the ideal is that the man thinks he's the luckiest guy in the world and the woman thinks she is really lucky too, you know, like that you're both lucky to be with each other. But that's hard. It's hard to have that perfectly. And of course, it ebbs and flows. All right, this is another friend of mine who didn't want to voice note us, but I asked him the question. And he said, dating for fun, not really, but dating for a reason, yes. I said, why do you think that is? He said, it can still be fun if you don't really look up to or respect the person that you're with. I know how terrible that sounds. Now, if you want to settle down, it's probably because you think they are special in some way that others aren't. So you probably think that they are out of your league, whether or not they really are. So this is really well said. And I think that this is a great way of putting it, and like less harsh than I've been saying it. It's like, really, you just, the guy has to think that you are this special creature. And that actually, if we're going to go back to the rules and like the original book of the rules that I loosely based my dating rules off of, the whole point is to be this kind of unattainable, magical creature. And of course, unrealistic and whatever. But here it kind of reiterates that you are special and you are different. And the man has to think that they are with this amazing, special human. For some reason, I'm thinking of Garden State, Natalie Portman's character in Garden State. If you've never seen the movie, she's this very unique person. And there's a scene in the movie where she makes this weird sound, and Zach Braff's character is like, what is this sound or whatever? And she's like, I'm making this sound because like no one has ever made this sound before. And it's such a silly little tidbit that I don't even know really why I thought of, but I guess because she is different and she's leaving this really grand impression on Zach's character in the movie. And that is what men are looking for. They're looking for this special character that's unlike the other characters, that leaves this impression. So if you're listening to this being like, well, what if I'm just like a basic bitch? Well, so I'm a basic bitch, right? But it's like, you have to lean into what makes you special. And that's why you really have to like showcase your real personality when dating, instead of just being like appeasing the person that you're dating on the first, second, third date. Like every woman that I know who's single today, I would say, if anything, leans too nice, and is like agreeable with guys. And it kind of goes back to like the why men love bitches. I'm not saying be a bitch, but don't forget the values and the opinions that you hold, because that is like real confidence. And that is what makes you stand out and makes you special when you're dating. So we'll go on to the next. Whatever, guys who aren't attractive or aren't on your level, they can still cheat on you. And that was proven. They're actually more likely to cheat on you because they're super insecure. So don't date down thinking that they're going to love you more or thinking that it's going to be better as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even date down, period. In your head, you should think that you're on the same level. You might even think that they're better, but let them think that they are the lucky one, even though you're both the lucky one, right? Ideal situation, you're both the correct amount of lucky. But let them think that you are out of their league. And then there's the thing of evolution and biology, something that Stephen alluded to in what he was saying. And I found this online and I'm going to read it to you because I think that it's interesting. Okay. Men are primarily attracted by their eyes. A man wants a healthy wife who will give him many babies. This is why pretty is so important. Pretty means that she is probably healthy and will survive having babies. He does not care how much money she makes or her job or her social class. He wants a pretty girl who will make him feel good. Women are attracted more complicatedly. It is not right to say that women date only for wealth, but there is much more truth here. A woman wants a man who will feed and take care of her and her babies, so she cares what his job is and how much power he has and these things. So in evolution, right, like in history, a rich woman wouldn't marry like a peasant boy in a village, right? Because it's like, what is he bringing to the table? How can he support her and her family? When back in the day, of course, like women couldn't have a job and couldn't support their family on their own, blah, blah, blah. But basically, this is why men want like the attractive woman and women want like the provider man. And so I would say it's less about men date out of their league and women date below their league, and more about men, and again, this is getting redundant, but you get the point, are dating more for looks and physical aspects of a person, right? Men also look at like how the mom looks and the grandma looks, and women are dating more for ambition and potential to support them. And that doesn't have a physical appearance aspect to it, right? And so if we're talking about like back in the day, if we're talking about biologically or evolutionarily, that is really the reason there. There's also a whole group of guys who think that they are dating up in every relationship that they've ever had because they think that everyone's like out of their league. And that's actually a nice kind of guy to find, you know, because women in general are out of men's leagues, if we're being honest. But I will say, and this is the biggest takeaway that I want you to have from this episode, the most successful relationships are those where both partners think they are dating up. You've heard me say the guy should like the girl a little more or whatever. It's true, right? But you should both think that you are dating up. And what scared me the most about this video that I shared that went viral was that every woman who spoke was so quick to say that it's important to date down, which leads me to believe that those particular women think that their husband is below them. And it's a tough way to be in a marriage or be in a relationship because one of the four horsemen, which are the reasons that, you know, couples get divorced, is contempt. And contempt is when you think you're better than someone, is when you think you're better than your partner. And that's when relationships really start to deteriorate. So I just want to warn anyone against this, right? The ideal is that you both think that you are winning and you're not going into your relationship with one notion or another. Also, I think it's worth noting that the whole league thing is like such a toxic way of looking at it. And I know I used that phrasing for the video because I knew what I was doing. I knew that people would protest to the idea of a league, and they should, because like, what does it really mean, right? Like, I have so many couples that I love very dearly where he's so much smarter, but she's so much better socially, right? Or emotional intelligence wise, or vice versa. And so I think that ideally you are looking at your partner and you're just so impressed by them in one way or another, and they're so impressed by you in one way or another. But the worst thing is that you both kind of think the other person's below you. Like, that would be not good. And significant inequality is bad for both sides. That is what encourages cheating and things like that, when one person is so clearly better than the other person to the point where like they get told that on a regular basis. Like, what are you doing with them? You don't need this. You could be with someone better. You know what I mean? So again, the ideal is that you both think the other person's out of your league, or you at least recognize that they have this really amazing quality that you lack, and vice versa. And I think if you're still walking away from this being like, well, how do I know where I stand? The best way to do that really is to have an accurate judgment of your own self-worth. And that happens in a lot of different ways. But number one, therapy, like becoming more self-aware. Number two, doing things that are really esteemable, that you're like, wow, I think it's really cool that I work for this nonprofit on the side when I have a full-time job, or I think it's really amazing that I'm such a good friend, or I think it really gives me confidence that I go to the gym every day, even if it's just for mental reasons, like for my mental health. And so you are accumulating these things which build yourself up. And that's kind of where I was when I met Steven. I was at a place where I was like, I deserve someone great because I feel like I'm great right now. And if you never get to that point where you feel like you are a catch, then it's hard for you to go after a catch. It's also very much worth noting that someone who you might think is out of your league might actually be very humble or approachable and not see themselves exactly how you see them. That's why it's so important to like really shoot your shot, because you just don't know how people see themselves. And somebody might see you that you think is so out of your league, and they think that you're in the same league or maybe even out of theirs. So I hope this episode was helpful for you and you learned a thing or two about like why we are the way that we are, why men think the way that they do, why women think the way that we do, you know, what we've been told over the years and what they've been told over the years. And ultimately, not a lot of that has changed, but the biggest takeaway is that you should feel truly lucky to be with your partner, and they should feel even luckier to be with you. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm sorry it was a short one. I hope that we covered this question in its entirety. And if you are enjoying the podcast, the best thing that you can do is write a review. If I see a positive review and I'm deep in a postpartum spiral, I can't explain to you how happy it would make me. And as always, so appreciate you for listening and looking forward to next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.